Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Hashem, Svasai, Tiftach! The Heiliger Ramban writes, why do we start Shmoneh Esrei with that pasuk of Hashem, Svasai, Tiftach? Says the Ramban, a yid before he starts davening has to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have so much in my heart to say, I don't have the kelim to be able to express it. Give me the power that my lips svasa is a lashon svas hayam, which is a limitation. Open up my limitations that I should be able to express. Rabbeisai, standing over here, I ask Hashem, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, to be able, there is so much in my heart for Yedid Nafshi, for the Ava, for the friendship, for the respect, for Arav HaGoyen Reb Daniel Zorgesunten Starkzayn. Hashem should just give me the power to be able to express a chelik and a part of it. Rabbeisai, Bekitzer Nimrat. We're holding Parsha Shmois. Parsha Shmois is the Parsha of the making of a gadol. How is a gadol made? How is a gadol made? Says the Heilige Torah. Moshe was a shepherd. Says the Medrash. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses a leader for Klal Yisrael, Batkan B'davar Katan, he tests them in small things. Moshe Rabbeinu had hundreds of thousands of sheep, and the Medrash says the story, one sheep ran away, and Moshe ran after him until he found him. He was thirsty, and he said, if I would have known that you're thirsty, I would have taken you, I would have brought you, and he carried him back. Hashem says, you're going to be the leader. Why? What's the pshat? Listen, Rabbi Isai, the godless, the greatness of an Adam Gadol, of a great man, is that there is nothing too small. The smallest thing is big. The smallest thing is big. You have sheep, thousands of sheep. You just want, no, everyone, there is nothing too small. The katnus, the smallness of small people is they only want the great things. The gadlus of the Adam Gadol is there is nothing too small. Every single one is an entity, is a world. And where does that come from? It comes from one place. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu start? Just this morning, I was looking at the pasuk, and I was looking at the Rashi, and so much bothered me for many years. Rashi says, Moshe grew up, Vayar b'siv loisam. What does Rashi say? We all know the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Vayar b'siv loisam. Nosan eina b'libay. He gave his eyes and his heart to be mitzayir b'tzarosim shel Yisrael, to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. Where did Rashi see it? Why can't it just mean kipshutai? Vayar b'siv loisam. He saw their suffering. He saw their pain. Where did Rashi get nosan eina b'libay? This morning, Rabbi Isai, an hour ago, I chapped the pshat. There's an extra base. It should just say, Vayar Sivloisam. He saw their pain. What's he saw? Bisivloisam. In their pain. He saw in their pain. To be able to see into somebody else's pain, and not to see it just superficial, that only comes from a nosan eina v'libay, because a person sets himself a mindset, a person sets himself, this is what I want to do. I want to relieve, I want to help, I want to go into that pain, I want to relieve that pain. Rabbi Isai, there's stories after stories. There's no end. This morning, a friend of mine just came from America. He's staying by me, an old friend, a good friend for many years. This morning, 6 o'clock, before I brained a little bit, And he told me, when he first went into chinuch, he was in Silver Spring, he called up a Rebbe of his, Rabbi Mendelowitz. He had a Rebbe in 7th grade, Rabbi Mashinsky. Rabbi, he was a 7th grade Rebbe, but he wasn't, everyone felt he was, that they loved him. He was also tough. He says, Rebbe, I'm going to chinuch. Please tell me. He says, no, I want to see you face to face. I'm going to tell you, come. He drove from Silver Spring to Muncie. He was by a chasen square. He went there from Sano. It's a long ride, 2-3 hour ride. I don't know how long it is. And he told him, one sentence, that's it. He told him, Shefele, my shepsel, my little, my sheep, Shefele, mit ave kemen alts keine. With love, you can get it all. With love, you can get it all. Rebbe, what else? I came, that's all. That's all. They sent them packing. That's all. Rabbi Isai, I saw this morning. I read it a year or two ago, but I saw it again this morning. Rabbi Isai, there was a Yid, Rabbi David Trank, I think everyone knows of him, just love them. There was a Yid, I'm sorry to bring in, but the quote is said then. This is a quote. Rabbi Isai, this is the quote that a Yid said, his brother-in-law, Rabbi Cohn, said it by his Leviah. I wrote it down. We don't know anybody as beloved as him, because we didn't know anyone who knew how to love others like he did. Again, we didn't know anybody as beloved as him, because we didn't know anyone who knew how to love others like he did. Rabbi Isai, lahavdil mechayim lechayim. Rabbi Daniel, yedid nafshi, shavarichas yomim v'shana. Rabbi Isai, this is the message. We didn't. It's not past tense. It's present tense. We don't know anybody as beloved as Rabbi Kalish, because we don't know anyone who knows how to love others like he does.
Firstly, I want to thank the Rosh Yeshiva, all of our Rebbeim, Reb Ron Shleita, for his very, very kind words. This, when I think about this Makom Torah, this amazing, this is a Beis Medrash that people become closer to Hashem. And the amount of Kirvus Hashem, we're Zoich and Yeshiva, most of the staff by us came by way of this Yeshiva. The Rebbeim in the Yeshiva who learned in this Yeshiva, and almost the entire staff of dorm counselors that are the hands-on working with guys came from this Makom Torah. And when I ask myself, what's the secret here? And there's no simple answers. When there's a place of sincerity, then many Rebbeim, many Tzaddikim, many Bachrim, they're incredible people here. But anybody, I'm interested in organizations. I like the workings of how companies work, how organizations. I think it's important we all are involved in Maistas and how they work in the healthiest ways. So I'm curious. And when you study companies, it's very, very, very hard to get around that the leadership, the top, makes a tremendous impact on the whole company. If the top of the organization is negative, there's a negativity that's going to pervade in the whole company. It's very, very hard to get around this. This is Mivur and Chazal. There's many, many Chazal that point to such. Of course, the leaders matter a lot to the whole. The people are mashpia on the leaders, and the leaders are mashpia on the people. And the fact that we're zeich in this space medrash, that the schos, that there's a Rosh Yeshiva who is a tremendous mevakesh and somebody who always asks, I want more in his own personal life. It's hard to separate the personal life from the life that we experience. There's the schos here that there's a Rosh Yeshiva who always says, I want more. He's a growing person each time you meet. I have this on a few people, the tendency of youngsters. The mark of youngsters is they change. I come back each year, you see guys like, I'm nishtoymen yearly. The aliyah that we experience, I would say names, but it would cause ruckus in the room. Maybe I should do that anyway. But to come back yearly, and a guy is holding in new places, it's a pellets 1 year difference. And you see tremendous aliyah, that's more typical on youngsters. That's a tremendous chus and a tremendous kayach that Hashem gives in a younger person, the freshness, the courage, the willingness to not say, I'm made already and I'm stuck like this. And the danger of oldness, the danger, and of course this is the danger, one of the names for oldness, that's a person could stay young, but that one of the names is a seveya. Seveya means somebody who's satisfied. A rava is a person who's like satisfied, who's not, but somebody who's somewhat hungry, wants, and is open to change and grow. And what could happen as people age is a person could feel like, I know myself. I figured it out. This is who I am with its limitations. I'm stuck like this. And it's not a truth. Person's 95 and steiging isn't begun to uncover, to find new kaiches and new ideas and freshness that a person could be mevakish, new things, new madregas. The world is studying Reb Nachman's Torah. Maybe the biggest thing about Reb Nachman, perhaps, not the one to share, but Reb Nachman was built, was miyosana. He was constantly in his life, like starting fresh. After attaining a madrega, I want more, and mifakish, and was like a young child in his want and willingness for a new madrega. And it's not something that you often see on people as they go through life. One of the schosim, by the way, one of the great aspects in being around B'nai Torah, like exists in this space medrash, is that that provides us one of the great, great milas in being around people that have she'ifas and are willing, are courageous to change, are courageous to discover new aspects and new parts and new milas, is that it causes everybody to stay young and to stay fresh. And the schos that this yeshiva has, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Ron Shlita, somebody who constantly, you could see, you can experience it, that somebody who asks, I want more, I want to do more for himself and for the yeshiva, that pervades. That's something that you see in the yeshiva. I was zeicha this past Shabbos to spend Shabbos Kodesh with my father for the first time, Avi Meiri, in all the years of the yeshiva, came to yeshiva, and I have seen this madrega in my tata. He's close to the years of Gvura of Shmainim, and I see in my father, if I don't see him for a few months, I see new things. He's somebody who adds, who takes on new things, has a freshness. He's so young. I was at a chasna with a group of friends and we were dancing with my father, and one of my friends, who's a Talmud of my father, said, the youngest man in the room is your dad. And there was a truth to it. He's a young man, the bechena of young. La halacha, if you have an 80-year-old person who still has shifas to grow, and you have a young woman who's 50, who's 40, and she is who she is, he's asked to marry her because he's young and she's old. And leman svoisa ravis atzmei, an old person and a young person is not a good shidduch. To stay young is the want, is the willingness, is the courage, is to grow and to change and to add. And the schos of having one of the great schos of being in such a yeshiva is your zeicha to have a Rosh Yeshiva who has this nekuda of being young. You have a young Rosh Yeshiva. And the yeshiva that has a young Rosh Yeshiva who's growing, who's adding, who's such a freshness, such a always wants a new approach, a new idea, how can we do things better, both in terms of the yeshiva, both in terms of his own aliyah and ruchnius. So it's no wonder you see yeshiva. Tremendous, tremendous steiging. It's the mark of the yeshiva. It's every person comes here. It's uncanny. Uncanny. You'll be hard-pressed to find the best medrash. I want to learn Divrei Torah, but I first want to pray in such a makam, that this is a makam ali. I want to pray together. We'll learn Divrei Torah. Last night we were at places we didn't know yet, and we met at places we didn't know yet, so we sang was a way to get comfortable. It's comfortable. We could learn right away. But I want to say, and this is a makam, a place of ali and ruchnius, and there's tremendous she'ifas here, and tremendous growth has taken place here. For us, this is a place, the growth here has impacted us back in Connecticut. People who steiged here are impacting us back there. So I want to pray together here, and then we'll share the Divrei Torah.
Ashrei Ha'am She'Kafalai, Ashrei Ha'am She'Hashem Melech.
When Klal Yisrael, the Matziv, we find ourselves that Klal Yisrael is in right now, it occurred to us, to our people, we were pushed in the middle of saying hallel. And we had said hallel for 8 days. We had said hallel together. We were saying hallel, all singing and saying hallel. And then the Matziv that we're in, the Matziv that we find ourselves, took place. And something struck me in hallel. Something struck me in Hallel, and again, we've had Hanukkah, we had 8 more days of saying Hallel again as a nation, as Am Yisrael said Hallel again, and both times something struck me so interesting in Hallel, it would be unpredictable. Hallel is the place that our nation absorbs that Hashem, the Nisei Hashem, the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and the Nisim of the Gula Asida, Hallel is Klal Yisrael absorbs the tremendous love of Hashem, Yitzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, and describes Hashem's great love for our people, and we're absorbing Hashem's love. He loves His people, Klal Yisrael, our people, Hashem's people, and Hallel, we absorb that love Hashem has for me, Hashem has for you, Hashem has for us. We absorb it in Hallel. And almost strangely, in middle of Hallel, and it became noticed very much, I was noticing it a lot this year, because like many Yidden, we were busy in Hallel, the Ana Hashem Ashiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana became such a focus in Hallel. It's such an interesting place to pray, Ana Hashem Ashiyana, a desperate prayer for Yeshua's. A prayer, Hashem, save us, help us, Ana Hashem Ashiyana. And it seems so interesting that it's in Hallel, in the middle of a place that we're absorbing the love of Hashem. Ana Hashem Ashiyana is the prayer of he who is experiencing perhaps some sort of hester upon him and is asking, Al Taster, Hashem Ashiyana, save us. Why is that? Why is that in Hallel? It's interesting when whoever davens, this of course is singing Hallel as should be. Is singing and Chazanim always clear? Do they stop the song when they get to Ana Hashem Ashiyana? Do they keep singing? Do they do a new song? But they all of a sudden they were we were just singing Zayayim Asa Hashem Nagila Minis. We were just singing such happy thoughts. Some chazanim keep going with the song. Some want to stop, but they're grappling. That all of a sudden, Ana Hashem Ashiyana. It's fascinating. That's in Hallel, and we were ushered into this period that we're in, saying Ana Hashem Ashiyana. I'd like to think about that question for a minute. I noticed on Chanukah again, we thank Hashem for Nisim, we say Al Anisim, we thank by benching. If one forgets Al Anisim, any halacha that has to do with forgetting, I get very perked up. We all have the things that resonate by us, and being a klutzy guy, I see the halacha of forgetting, so I know those halachas well. And if somebody forgets Al Anisim, makes a mistake and forgot Al Anisim, so the halacha, there's a makeup. I like makeups because I like that nobody's out. See, if you get Al Anisim, you're still in. You're very, very in. And you can. There's what to do about it. So what do you do if you forget Al Anisim? You don't have to bench again. But there's what to do about it. And in the Harachamans, later in benching, you could pray for Nisim. Harachamanu yasalanu Nisim, k'mosha asalav yisein b'yam meim bazman hazeh. Now that's so bizarre. That's so striking that if you miss thanking for miracles, you can make it up. So I would expect the makeup to be vayter, that you thank for miracles. Later on in benching, get another opportunity to thank for the miracles. What's pshat that the makeup for thanking for the miracles, it's the exact opposite. Harachman yasalan nisim, to thank for miracles is the person who's experiencing the awesome love of Hashem. And the person's absorbing and saying, Al anisim, Hashem, thank you. I so much feel you've chosen us, you want us, you're into us. A person's absorbing. It's absorbing Hashem's love. As an aside, absorbing that love, I noticed something in Hanukkah and Yeshiva. I noticed something in Yeshiva, and certainly absorbing the Nisei Hashem, in Yeshiva I noticed the Ner Chanukah, the Menorah, I really had to go home to light the Menorah. I was in Einus. I came home very, very late, and I came home late to light. I couldn't pull myself away from Yeshiva. I watched the way the guy comes and lights the Menorah, such sincerity, such enthusiasm, zero cynicism, and even a bacher who may be far from performing, he's not the most medaktik, and ever lights with such a sincerity, and guys stand around and stay around by the nairs. My wife and I watched our own son, 9-year-old, the way he lit the menorah and the bracha, such a sincerity. That mitzvah, the Rambam's mitzvah chaviva, you see a certain pull, a certain, I find myself, I dress up for that mitzvah. I try to, we are special begadim. I feel a sense, more than other mitzvahs, a sense in that specific mitzvah, chavivas of Ner Chanukah, that's pashat, the miracle, the Svasema speaks out, that most of the miracles we celebrate were miracles to help us, to save our people. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles, the parashas, these parashas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, were nisim that helped, that saved our people. There's a very unusual nes of Ner Chanukah. The nes of Ner Chanukah was a nes, not to save us, it was the nes, the milchama was, but the nes of the menorah was a nes that we had a mitzvah, we had avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem made a nes for himself. He made a miracle that he had the avoid. For us, we were in Einus. And in Einus, Avada gets the schar. So the nes was for Hashem, and of course, the Svasema speaks out the obvious, that the purpose of the nes was to say, Hashem was saying, Klal Yisrael, I want your Avada. Your Avada matters to me. I want your Avada. The nes was a lesson that our Avada is wanted. Hashem wants our Avada. And the Ner Chanukah is fascinating that it resonates Ara Yom Hazeh. The miracle hit its mark, and it says our avoid is wanted. And we find by the Ner Chanukah a sense we're wanted. and people take the avodah very, very seriously. It's in the Nishmas Yisrael, a special chavivus, an attachment to that mitzvah. So we speak of Al HaNisim, we thank Hashem for the miracles, and that's at a place of sensing we are wanted, our avodah is wanted. Hashem wants us, and that's the Al HaNisim. If you miss that, what should you do? You could say, Hashem, please send an ace. A person who's asking for an ace is in dire straits. Praying for an ace is like the opposite. You're in a whole different place. You're very far. Things are desperate. Praying for nisim, it means b'derech ha-teva, the person, pashat ha-rachmanu yasalanu nisim. I need something that's greater, higher than b'derech ha-teva. It's in a desperate, dire place. It seems so strange that the makeup for Al HaNisim is a prayer for miracles. The person's in a whole different world. And what perhaps is the pshat, certainly we've seen in our ummah, the response in these months, the pride to be a yid, we're part of a precious people. I've never in my life had more pride to be a yid. Proudness, I'm a yid, it means more than anything than it's ever meant to me in my life. I used to, if I saw somebody I was impressed by, see somebody I was nishtoimim by, say he's a tzaddik, I don't say that anymore. I realized I was calling him a tzaddik because I lost the appreciation what it means to be a yid. He's a yid. He's a yid. That's the biggest compliment. Somebody says you're a yid. Wow. That's to be a yid. I only was calling it tzaddik because I overlooked what it means to be a yid. The person's a yid. He's nishmas Yisrael. He's nach a yid. And what's happened in this period in two areas, I see it. I see it in the yud and the achdus Yisrael. Yidden have united in beautiful ways, and yidden are standing up. And we're all, it's in the middle. We're asking, we're trying to study, what does that mean? I know I'm a yid, what does it mean? It's an ongoing process. One of our chevru who moved far away is not amongst yidden and not living in the way that a yid lives, called me up after Simchas Torah, and he said, I'm not them. He discovered, and he's studying, it's going to be years to discover what it means. I'm trying to learn Svarim, the Torah Savram is beautiful, Shtiglich, and all of us have to ask what that means, that I'm a Yid, what the Mashmais of a Yid. But wherever you go now, the whole world is screaming Yid. Wherever you go on a plane, and the people mostly in Chutzlartz, in America, most of what I've encountered is, I'm so sorry for you people, and compliments and encouragements. What I'm hearing, but it's you people, I'm hearing, forget, and the chizuk's appreciated. My son Maishi and my son Menachem and I were in the, we had gone, my, at a flat tire, we went to a mechanic, and a guy, Keith, came up to us. He said, I'm so sorry what you're going through, and equal as bad as what happened is the reactions in universities, apologizing. And it's geschmack that somebody's being, chizuk is always good. But deeper than all is chizuk, is all I heard him say over and over is, you're a yid, you're a yid, you're a yid. Hashem is talking to us. Anywhere we go now, we're being said we're a yid. My wife had a taxi driver in L.A. was telling us, coaching us, what, maybe don't go in this type of driver, the guy might just drive away, was telling us, when you Uber back, a lot of people are just, you're a yid, they're going to go away. He was telling us how to get an Uber that won't drive away. All I heard him say, the advice, how to get an Uber, I wasn't listening, I wasn't so worried. I heard him say, you're a yid. The whole world is saying to us, is talking, and it's all from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Hashem has programmed the entire universe to say to us, you're a yid, you're a yid. On a plane, typically, so you're sitting amongst people, when in Rome, so I take off my hat. On a plane recently, I was flying in America, I left the hat on, there was no, they're saying, I'm a yid, I'm a yid, I'm a yid. It's being announced everywhere we go. We're yidden, and we're asking what that means, and studying and standing up. We're yidden with the pride, with an excitement, we're yidden, and it means it has a mashmois that we're yidden. And we're going through in this period, this sense, this pride, We're watching an ummah. There's no ummah that responds. There's no ummah in the world that responds to the difficulties that we have faced. The way we respond is there's no mikamcha Yisrael in a precious, beautiful way. We've stood up, and there's a tremendous pride in being Yidden. And observing how Klal Yisrael has stood up and the response to difficulty, I wonder that in Hallel, when we're absorbing the kindness of Hashem, that Hallel reaches the place of Ana Hashem Ashiyana. It means that we have to absorb the love of Hashem, that even in a place, and if you watch our Ummah, we're a living expression, that our Hallel has an Ana Hashem Ashiyana. That even you would expect that when you face difficulties, other Ummahs, they would challenge, what's happening? Well, I don't get it. Aren't we doing well? And what's happening? The Goyim would say, Ayei Eloheimai, they would ask funny questions. And our absorption of the love of Hashem, we're allowed to ask questions, we're allowed to have difficulty, but our absorption of the love of Hashem, of our nation, our Hallel reaches so profoundly. We so absorb the love of Hashem, we so feel it, we so experience it as an ummah, that it reaches even in places that people would have difficulties. By us, we have tremendous emunah. We say, Ana Hashem Ashiyana in Hallel. Because that which we absorb in Hallel reaches to that place also. That place of Hester Panim. So in the middle of our Hallel, we have absorbed the love of Hashem that we can even go to places of difficulty, and it reaches places of difficulty, and we respond like a nation who knows Hashem is into us. We just ask, Al Taster Panecha, that which we know, let it be begolui. We don't like this Hester Panim. Let us say it. Ana Hashem Ashiyana. Ana Hashem Ashiyana. But the Ana Hashem Ashiyana is in Hallel. I wonder that if you forget Al Anisim, it means what's the reverberation of Al Anisim? One who's a little distant from Al Anisim, he's moved away from Al Anisim. Al Anisim goes so far, the absorption of Hashem's love of us goes to the place where a person's in dire straits, and it becomes, and it's one with somebody saying, Arachem Anu Yassel Anu Nisim, who davens for miracles, he's absorbed Al Anisim. We all can note in friendships. Friendships are sugya in friendship. In healthy friendships, we're not with our friends 24/7, but in healthy friendships, you meet, and if you can absorb the love of a friendship, see, even you have moments, you're not together, you're not schmoozing, but the friendship is chazak, the friendship's strong. And when you meet, you plug right back into what you feel, to what you've experienced, because the friendship is real. Are you didus with Hashem? Are absorbing and what we strive in our Hallel, what we strive in the good times, what we strive in when Hashem is in the clarity and those clear moments that we're all zeichet to, is to absorb the love, the kindness, the love of Hashem. One of my most surprising things in Yeshiva by us, in an honest way, one of the most surprising thing is you meet a youngster who's gone through such hardships, and I don't say I've never seen anger at Hashem, I have, but you see very little anger at Hashem, very, very little anger. You meet a youngster who's been through a lot, and it's like a kasha, and I see anger at different, at Hashem, very little anger, very, very, yet a little sometimes, and an anger that's processed, and the person works through, and a person works through their relationship to Hashem. But deep in the Nefesh Yehudi, in the Yiddish and Neshama, very deep lies that in our Hallel has an Ana Hashem Ashiyana. I sense that a guy senses Hashem is working with me. I don't understand it, but he's working with me. He's bringing me places. The Yid senses Hashem is working with me. And he calls out Ana Hashem Ashiyana. He calls out, Arachem Anu Yassel Anu Nisim, we need help, Hashem. I don't fully understand this. But he calls out with that same recognition, Hashem, I know you want my prayers. I know you listen to my prayers. I know you're near. our relationship is chazak. And he has that understanding, Hashem's working. I think that's deep in the Nefesh Yehudi, that Hashem is working with me. And even when I don't, not sure where you're taking me, where are you taking us, but I know you're working with us, Hashem. I think that our halal has an Hashem Ashiyana, something, there's something very deep. I don't think I'm telling you a word, I'm like reporting the news. But I would describe the last few months of our people as in halal. We have a, if anybody would ask, who are these people? What are they about? They're so strong. They respond differently than anybody in the world to difficulty. There's nobody who responds like us. It's bizarre. They respond with unity. They respond with greater kirvas Hashem. They respond the way we respond. I would say maybe the answer is that our halal has an Hashem Hashian on it. We absorb the love of Hashem to degrees, the nation that he loves, the nation that he chose, the nation that he's close to. Am Kiroivai, the nation that Akroivim Tashem, the Banim Lashem. We're Banim and we know it. And Ayvazai, even in difficult times, we absorb that love and we can call out on Hashem Hashiana with all the same feelings. It's part of Halal. With the same love, with the same awareness of the Tata's love of us, we can call out. I wanted for a few minutes, let's talk a pray vait, and maybe we'll do some slower prayers. But let's call out together, B'nai Torah, that are aware that Hashem unzer Tata. Maybe we could sing, I don't even know if it works, that song. We'll try the Ein Lanu Melech Ala'ata, we could try. Yeah, we'll try. Maybe it won't work. Maybe it will, but we're going to try it. That's without it. Let's just do vocals on that. Needs like a hike. You know what I'm talking
about? I don't know the song.
Yaakov.
What's it? Give me.
Yaakov.
You might be right. Is that the one? Yeah, that's it. How does that start from a high key? Where's Yaakov? A nice high key, Yaakov. What's the tune I'm talking about? How does it start? Are you kidding? Perfect.
Even better.
Zahava Mekalkela Sashur, I was waiting on Leil Shabbos to sing with Avi, V'yu Rachamecha Meskoylem. But if I could have Rishos, let's pray to Hashem, V'yu Rachamecha Meskoylem, Alam Cha Yisrael. Avi, we could do that piece now? Let's try to do that piece now. V'yu Rachamecha Meskoylem, let's sing also V'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kehanim. I think it calls
Goodbye.
Say we're talking about what it means to be a Yid. The number eight is very, we're like a little bit frozen. Our people have something occurred to us on Shmini Atzeres, and the number eight, Shmini Atzeres, that precious day of Anivata, you and I, us and Hashem, the tremendous day, maybe the greatest expression of Kirvas Hashem, Ikvi Imi Yom Echad, that extra day, the eight, above this whole world that Hashem wants, a connection to us, that we have the chance for a connection to Hashem, eight, is when Klal Yisrael has entered into this difficult situation that we find ourselves. The number eight's important. We just, in the middle of this whole situation, celebrated the Chag of Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. The Shelte HaGebayrim asked the question, the Rishonim's question, at Klaiso, we famously call to Beis Yosef's Kasha, and he says that Chanukah has 8 days because the Yevanim Ugeizer against Bris Milah. And therefore, there were guys against Rosh Chodesh, Bris Milah, and Shabbos. We have a Shabbos in Chanukah. We have Rosh Chodesh, and eight is Milah, is Lamalam, and Ateva, is above. Is that we have a Shaychus to Hashem, to the eternal. And we're Shaych in this world to connect to Hashem. We know the eighth bracha in Shmoneh Esrei is for Refuah. We daven Rifeinu Hashem, we daven for Refuah. In the eighth bracha, and Klal Yisrael is busy being mispalo for Refuah, for all the injured, all the soldiers that are injured, all the Yidden that are injured. We're davening for Refuah, for these precious Yidden. We're davening for Refuahs. And the eighth bracha in Shmoneh Esrei is the bracha for Refuah. The eighth is Milah, and the pshat is that our bodies are precious, because we have a shaychus to that which is eternal. The preciousness of our bodies, the preciousness of the physical of this world, is because we have a shaychus through this world, through the physical, to connect to Hashem. And so the physical is so important because it has a shaychus to Hashem. The bracha, where we daven, where we express akar satay for our bodies, shayatzer es adam b'chachma, and we speak about the preciousness of our bodies, we end mafli lasis, the pella that our body attaches to our soul, that we have in a shama. And the body, through the body, we're able to perform mitzvahs. We can't put on tefillin without a body. And when we speak about the preciousness of our body, we mention mafli lasis, that it's attached. We have in a shama that directs our body, that is able to work in harmony and in sync with our bodies, because we can connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we could serve Hashem and be loyal to Hashem. And when we pray for the physical is so important and precious and valuable and even eternal, because it serves Hashem, it serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the number eight in davening for refuahs, in going through what we went through on Shmini Atzeres, in now experiencing the Chag that we went through as Uma during this matzah, points a lot to the number eight, which of course is the Mila that's Liyoy Mashmoina. I'd like to read the Torah on the mitzvah of Bris Mila that our nation, that we're Zeich, and I'd like to share this Torah with the Chevra and really end with this. The Torah writes, Mitzvah Aseil Chol Adam Yisrael. Every single year as a mitzvah, the raisa shiyimul es b'nai, to be mal their sons. V'gdoyli mishar mitzvus aseh. It's greater than other aseis. Sheyesh patzad karis. It is marked of the Ramach aseis, the 248 aseis. Only two of them for neglecting them. One is chayiv karis. It's marked with a stricter einesh. Hashem sets a separate mark. This is g'dayla mishar mitzvah brismila and carbon pesach. So he says it's g'dayla mishar mitzvah say. V'gam nechris ro'alav yud gimel brisais. Hashem made 13 brisais with us through the mitzvah of milah, b'parashas milah. Avram was only called a shalem until he was mal. Uv'zchusa, he was zaycha to the bris of nesinas ha'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, the great gift of Eretz Yisrael, he was zeichet through the mitzvah of Milah, v'matzelis mimedina shal Gehenim, and he goes on that Avram Avinu is yeshev in the Pesach of Gehenim, and doesn't let anybody enter who has a Milah. So the Torah goes on and on praising the mitzvah of Milah. Comes the Bach, and he says, what is this arichus of the Torah, shaloi kedarkoi? Why is the Torah so mayrich on the mitzvah of Milah? So lengthy about the mitzvah of Milah, he speaks so long. What's happening, the Bach asks. He said it almost sounds like in the days of the Torah, was there a srashlus on bris Milah? Was there some weakening about bris Milah? I want to read the end of the Lashon, the end of the Torah is gorgeous. I want to read it to the Chevra. The Torah says at the end, Al kein sarich lizor ba ma'oid. A person should be very careful with bris milah. It's the ois bris chasam bivsarenu. It's the mark on our bodies. It's not like other mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, that are not kfuim beguf. When you remove the tefillin, you remove the tzitzis, yasira ois. The ois, the mark of our kesher to Hashem, is not on us. Avlamili ois chasam bivsarenu is a mark that's sealed on our bodies. Umeida banu, it testifies about us. Shebacher banu Hashem mikolam, that Hashem wants us and wants our loyalty. Anachnu amoy, we're Hashem's people. Tzayin marisa, his shepsel, his sheep. Sherlidar vadar anachnu chayavim la'aydai. We're the ones who are loyal and obligated to serve him. V'lesaper b'shvach b'tilasai, say his praises. Says the Torah, what's the arichus? Says the Bach, what's the arichus to the Torah? He's almost like pleading. Everybody does a milah. Everybody. Every yid, he says, we're too close, says the Bach, to the door of the Torah. We would know about this. Our fathers and grandfathers didn't tell us that in the Torah's done, there was some misrashless with bris milah. Why is he pleading about bris milah? Says the Bach, what the Torah means is not talking about the performance of bris milah. He's not talking about doing a milah, but he's talking about living with the mitzvah bris milah, what's called shmiras habris. I'd like to tell you what, I would like to ask the Chevra that specifically in the matziv we're in, I'd like to make a shmiras habris campaign, and the campaign is as follows. When you're alone in your room, make a bracha b'kavana. That's shmiras habris. Bris means anachnu amoy, we're Hashem's people. Shmiras habris is you're playing basketball and you're nice to another guy on the court. Is shmiras habris. That's what it means. Anachnu amoy, we're the am Hashem. We're beautiful people. Shmiras habris. It's when you go into the facilities, clean up in the facilities. There's some papers on the floor. Nobody will know. Yosef Atzadik Midas Yisaid represents shmiras habris. He was 17 alone in Mitzrayim and he was loyal to Hashem. The Iker Sugi of Shmiras Habris is to make a Shakol Nievidvari when nobody's around. That's what it means to be a Shemir Habris. Anachnu Amoy! We're Misaper B'tilasai. We're the ones who say a beautiful Shakol. You're a Shemir Habris when you make a Shakol Nievidvari. You make a Shakol, that's the Iker, Sugi. Anachnu Amoy! We're Hashem's people. And says the Bach, the Arichus of the Torah. The Torah was so mayrich about this topic of bris milah, he wasn't appealing to do to that a person should bring his son, of course a person, and every tata has a schus bringing his son to Mila. I'm always thankful to Hashem. I was zeichem. My oldest son was on Chanukah, Lishmaina, on the Shmaina of Chanukah. I was zeichem to bring my son to a bris milah. And of course, bris milah, the ice on our bodies, anachnu amai, that he wants us. Whenever you respect the yid, you're a shomer abris. When you mechabit a yid, if you put down a yid, if you're not a yid, you make fun. That's the shmiris habris means you recognize anachnu amai. We're Hashem's people. We have a precious place, a precious mission. We're witnessing by Klal Yisrael, a group shmiris. That's what we're witnessing. Our nation is standing up, recognizing anachnu amai. And the appeal specifically in Chayvim, it should be spoken about and very careful to respect ourselves. Clean up our rooms more. Shmiris Habris, Anachnu Amoy. Certainly, Lekavod Shabbos, just to act with dignity, a person to recognize his own preciousness, that we have a special place and a special importance. So if we could be mechazik, anachnu amai, making a bracha is a big place. The Torah brings specifically l'saper tilasai, and specifically when nobody sees. Specifically, it's just you alone in a room with a cup of seder. You make a shakom liyebidvarei, baruch atah Hashem, v'keinu melech haylam, that's a shaymer abris. He's alone, nobody's around, what's he doing? He's alone in the facility and he cleans up, that's a real yid. He's a yid, what do you mean? And he wants, a yid is about chesed, a yid is prestigious, and he cleans up. Nobody knows, nobody will ever know, but it's clean for the next person. Anachnu amoy, there's a dignity, there's a beauty, there's a preciousness, and specifically when he's alone, Yosef HaTzadik was alone in Mitzrayim, the only one, and acted with dignity and with beauty of knowing who we are. The topic's definitely been hijacked to be used in all different ways. It's not lost. I think there's if this is what the Torah is talking about, Anachnu Amai, this is what the topic's about. We're people of with an eis bris bibsarenu, that we're precious, that we have a purpose, that we have a tafkid, that we're a prestigious people to teach the world, to be a light to the nations of loyalty to Hashem. And Hashem wants us. He wants our service. He was bacha. The Torah brings Hashem wants our avoda. He says the milas eis miida banu. It's edus. Shebacher banu Hashem mikol amim vanachnu amay. We're wanted. Our avoda's wanted. That's the ikar sugya. It's been hijacked to mean other things in ways that are foreign, that cause a downfall in other things. The ikar sugya is that our avoda counts. A guy makes a geshmak of brachas, a shomer abris. A guy greets somebody with a good morning, is a shomer abris. He's makir, we're precious, a yid, a fellow yid. He meets another yid and he's nayig. Doesn't speak bad about you. Anachnu amo, he's a shomer abris. Specifically in Shaivim, when Klal Yisrael makes tremendous efforts of shmiras abris, that's the ikar sugya, make a shakal. That's the ikar sugya, Rabbi say. Anachnu amay l'saper tilasay. We're the ones who say praises to Hashem. Make an alamichya mamish, Shem Rebris. Person says alamichya v'achakalu v'atnuvas asadi, thanks. Eretz Yisrael's a Shem Rebris. He's a person who knows we're a yid, it means something. We're all studying. Klal Yisrael, we're standing up learning what it means to us. I'm a yid. It's just the truth. We're in a generation that remarkably is asking, who am I? We're an amazing generation. Don't laugh. Our generation is precious. We're people asking, who am I? And it's leading to all different places. People saying, what am I? What does it mean, a boy? What does it mean? People are asking the question. It's an opportunity to say, Taka, who am I? And the answer is, in the deepest way, I'm a yid. That's who I am. Nishmas Yisrael, I'm a yid. It means something. It means something profound. There's a prayer that we say in yeshiva, and we'll sing the prayer together. We ask Hashem, Mashcheni. Mashcheni is a prayer, Hashem, if I just know my avoid is wanted. Now we have an ice bris on our body that's saying, I want you, anachnu amoy. Hashem chose us and wants us and wants our avoid. Mashcheni, Hashem, at the point I know you want the acharecha narutza. We will run after you. We'll run through walls. We'll run anywhere. We'll follow you, Hashem, acharecha narutza. So I do want to sing it together with the chevra. I do want to welcome as well. I'm here with, I'm the loud guy, but the one who organizes and arranges. I want to welcome and thank Rabbi Brownstein. We're Zaycha and Yeshiva. The Chevra has been davening for Izon's Mishpacha, and we're Zaycha that the Zon Mishpacha is back in Yeshiva for Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem Zechinah. I want to welcome Izon. I want to welcome as well Rabbi Russ. But specifically, let's be mechazik at Shavim, Rabbi Say. Let's be mechazik in making shahakals. The avod of Shavim, Achbin Yid. We're the ones who are misaper tilosai. Let's be mechazik. We're Yidin, the Iker, Chizuk, Anachnu Amor. We're Hashem's people. So if we could sing Mashcheni together, Hashem, we want that sense, that awareness, that we are wanted, our void is wanted, the awareness that Mila brings to us. And of course, we respond, Acharecha Narutza. Yankov, could you key us, Yankov?
Acharecha
listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.